Alrighty. Well, we are on our second podcast for Blissfully Together. And last week, we covered budgeting. So this week, we're going to talk about one of the things that we thought was the most important aspect to budget for your wedding. And that is your photographer. So I'm Kat Shelby. And then...
Stephanie Masters.
And Cindy Pondo.
I know we have our special guest, Miss Cindy Pondo from Studio 1401 here, that is a local photographer. So let's chat for a second. So last week I threw out how much people spend on their weddings, which the national average, what did I say, was $35,000.
Yes.
So now...
And in Texas, it's almost $32,000.
Yeah, it's
not much lower.
Not much lower. So in general, your wedding photographer in the U.S., the price is going to range. It says between $1,200 and $3,000. However, it says that it can go anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 in another spot.
Wow.
That's a lot to spend for pictures. However, pictures are the one thing that you're going to have after the wedding forever.
Definitely.
Your cake's going to get eaten. You're not going to be able to take the event location with you. So... what are things that people should look for in their wedding photographer?
I think everybody has their own style as far as photography goes. And so I think not every photographer is for everyone. I mean, we're definitely not for everyone. And so I think I would strongly recommend to... make sure that they, you know, they have their portfolio and they can show you, you know, what their style is like. I think a big deal too is, you know, the comfortability that you feel with them, as far as like, you know, how, I don't know, like how connected you feel to your photographer. You want to feel comfortable with them and, you know, you want to be able to, you know, ask them questions and, you know, not, I don't know. I think, personable, like you have to be personable to, you know, make the couple feel welcome and excited and all that good stuff.
Make so sure
that
goes your personalities mesh. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so things to think about is how long your wedding photographer is going to be there.
Yes. You know, and it's crazy because I, we have a 6-hour package. And I typically try my hardest to fit everything that's important to the couple within those 6 hours. My thing is that I hate to be that bad guy that everybody's like, okay, we got to rush and hurry up and cut the cake because the photographer is about to leave. And then everybody just turns and looks at me like I'm this she-devil or something. So, and that's my biggest thing. And so, I usually recommend to do at least a full day coverage. It just kind of gives you that peace of mind of like, we don't feel rushed and we don't feel, you know, the couple doesn't feel rushed and all that good stuff. So,
and what do you, so as far as important shots, so for a bride, they should make a list of things that they really want. So, like, whether that's a picture of them, a picture of their dress, pictures getting ready, which I personally didn't care for, but, you know.
Which also brings us into the time frame again, though, because, like, this next weekend, I have a bride that's getting married at, like, 11 o'clock in the morning, and then their reception isn't until 7 o'clock at night. How would you handle something like that?
She would have to do a full-day coverage. Pretty much, this is the way, and I would hope that people would take into consideration, like, I'm booking out this whole day for you, and whether there's a gap or not, I'm still, mm-hmm. that whole day is out for you. And so, my thing is that, you know, when you have gaps like that, use your time wisely with your photographer and schedule out, you know, I know a lot of people are stuck in, you know, the traditional, like, oh my gosh, I don't want him to see me until I'm walking down the aisle. The first look goes a long way because it gives you that extra, especially when you have a gap, it gives you that extra time to like take pictures of your bridesmaids and take pictures with mm-hmm. the groomsmen and get all those pictures out of the way. And then that way after the ceremony, you're just free to party and mingle with your guests that you haven't seen in forever and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
And also, I think, too, part of the things you need to discuss is what all is covered in the package. Is that the photographer's time and, like, digital copies? Or is that the photographer's time and then you get, like, a book? Or, you know, what all you get with that? Many, many eons ago when I was married the first time, not when dinosaurs roam the earth, but darn near close to it. I think I paid $1,500 for my wedding photographer for that day. And then I just got like a book of pictures, and they weren't even like, you know, when you get prints now, they're pretty substantial. Mm-hmm. Those prints weren't really substantial. They were really, and I didn't have a choice of pictures. It was like, here's the pictures we took and here's what you get.
Yeah.
So. You look like you're about to say something, Stephanie. It was like, your mouth is moving.
I was thinking.
Every photographer, I think, has their own way of putting value into their service. And so we're a product-based company. And so because of that, yes, our time obviously is, you know, a certain price, but so is our product. And so I think it just kind of depends. I think it's important for couples to really think about it really good as far as, like, what is actually necessary in my package. Like, do I need that humongous album? Or can we just settle for the little one and then do the big lavish one, you know, later on for, like, our fifth anniversary or whatever? So I think if you're on a strict budget, there are ways to do it, I think, as far as, you know, doing, like, the basic, you know, album and, you know, just small things like that that are absolutely necessary, you know, then and there.
So. And how long do you hold on to all of the digital copies for your bride so that if she does need to come back later?
You know, it's been, we have pictures from forever ago. But with, this is probably going to bring into a whole nother subject. but with cyber, you know, crime or however you want to call it, being like up on the rise, we were actually hacked a few years ago. And so because of that, you know, professionally speaking, our insurance doesn't cover us. Like, we can only keep our pictures for up to a year. However, like, our album companies and all that, they keep our files for a long time too. So in case, you know, our stuff is, you know, corrupted or whatever, or hacked into, you know, their files are pretty safe too. So, yeah, I mean, that's just that, like I said, it's kind of going into a different subject, but yeah, I mean, we try to keep them as long as we can. So yeah.
Well, I think that's a good idea, is something to ask your photographer that you wouldn't necessarily think about when you're getting married, is how long are you going to keep the pictures? Because I know some photographers charge, like, once it's past a certain date, if you want me to keep these pictures on file, I have to charge you so much, because they're having to either, you know, upload it into the magical cloud somewhere in the heavens. You know, they're having to store them and pay that fee associated mm-hmm. with it.
Definitely.
And I think one of the things we were talking about earlier was, I know we've all heard, seen of different, like, horror stories. I think there was even one on the news where someone had paid to have a photographer do their wedding or their special event and either didn't get their pictures or had waited, like, 6 months to a year or, you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's a whole nother issue, which I think...
It happens to everybody, actually, at some point.
That's the scary mm-hmm. part, is that... I think that goes a long way as far as back into your budget and, mm-hmm. you know, the whole budget subject. You have to make sure that you're hiring a professional, because it goes a long way. And they may be a little bit pricier than the girl next door, you know, working from her house. But, I mean, we've never lost pictures of anybody. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Like, except for, obviously, with the exception of us getting hacked. But I mean, from like our actual cameras and stuff like that, like, it scares me for people, because they'll say, like, oh, you know what? I'm going to hire this girl because she's only like $1,000 or something. And then they end up with this horror story. And I'm like, I wish I could help, you know? Yeah. And, you know, and this goes beyond, you know, just, you know, losing my pictures. What if you just hate your pictures in general? You know, right. Like, I just...
That makes me think of the first hired event that I ever did, which I know I talk about a lot, but it was terrible because the venue was out at the Southwest Museum and it was gorgeous. They spent tons of money on absolutely everything, and there was only one picture that was pretty out of the whole thing. One. And hundreds of dollars was spent on this beautiful cake and like a million cake pops because they were super popular at the time. And it was absolutely beautiful, but there was seriously one picture.
Not even documented.
No, because it's not. It's for me not. Or them. Like, oh, it man. Just...
Yeah. It's crazy because I tell all my clients, like, put your money in your photography and make sure it's worth it. Because at the end of the day, like, that is what you have left over that's documented or that helps, you know, document, you know, your day. And it just, I cannot express that enough. It just doesn't seem like I can.
Right.
No, that's how I feel. I think it's really important. The pictures are really important.
So the other thing about pictures that's super important is what pictures are important. Which ones are actually important? Which ones are you going to hang on your wall at the end of the day and have up 20 years later when all of your kids are out of the house?
You know, especially with a lot of the guests now bringing their own cameras and stuff. Not that I'm trying to cut back on my time, like, with a couple or anything, but I think the most important stuff to do is you get your ceremony pictures because you want those pictures of, you know, like, him putting on your ring and all the, like, the first kiss and all that stuff. Like, you want that documented, you know, professionally. But as far as, like, the cake cutting and all that stuff, like, at the end of the day, like, you want your family pictures and you want the pictures of you and your husband or, you know, the couple. So right. I think everything else is just kind of like traditional and you know, because I shot a couple weddings where it's just of the bride and groom, like the whole thing. Like I shot a beach wedding a few years ago in Port Aransas and they had nothing. All they had was like their officiant. She married them and the rest of the pictures, it was of them too. Like, and that's it. Because to them, like, those were the pictures they were going to hang on their walls and blow up like super big. And so at the end of the day, I think that's important. And I mean, I think it varies as far as like, you know, family dynamic. Like if people are more, you know, family oriented and they want pictures of their family and stuff like that too. But I mean, definitely like the day is about the two of you.
Well, like the pictures that we talked about just the other day, of taking it being important for the bride to take pictures with just her family and the groom to take pictures with just his family.
Yes, because you don't dress up like that every day.
Right.
So, I mean, you want to...
That's
you
know, a happy spin nice. On that.
Yeah, right? So, I know I don't dress up like that every day. No, I'm kidding.
Except for today.
Today I am dressed up. I dressed up for the podcast. Yeah, I mean, y'all are dressed, you know, to your nines, and so you want to make sure that you get pictures of you and your mom and your parents and siblings and all that stuff because you're gonna have those pictures for a long time, and so yeah, those are definitely important.
Well, I think too, for a lot of families, this is like the one and only time, like weddings and big occasions, when everybody gets
together. Yeah,
and so part of what you need to decide is, do you want some of those like super pretty like you want some of those. But you also just want some pictures of everybody just having fun and enjoying themselves. Not just an album of, like, you know, for some people, all pretty pictures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, enjoying the moment.
Shows you...
Candid
shows
stuff. You being
real. Yeah, candid.
Yes, for sure. Yes, so,
like toast and people dancing and...
Yeah.
The generation picture.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that one's a really good one, too.
I love the generation pictures. Those are my favorite. Like the grandma and the mom and your hand, like even if it's just your rings or whatever, those are, I think those are important. That's something I would put on my wall forever. Mm-hmm. What else can you think of that you need to talk about, Cindy?
I know.
What advice can you give to brides? How soon should they book you?
Oh, man. Okay, so that's actually a good question.
I got engaged yesterday. Now when do I go and find Cindy and say, hey, you have to do my wedding?
You know, it's crazy because, like, take your time planning it. Give yourself time to, one, fit what you need and want in your budget. And two, like, just... seek out the professionals in your area. Like, just don't, you know, make sure, do your homework on even your DJs. Like, man, I have heard and I've seen some horror stories with DJs, you know, and yeah, like shout out to DJ Reed Boyd, he's the best in this area. So anyway, but just budget. Just don't get overwhelmed. You know, just try and stick to your budget and keep in mind what's important to you. Like, you want that dress, you want that venue, you want, you know, the cake, but at the end of the day, like, what are you going to document that with? Who is going to document that for you? Yeah. So, yeah.
And I think that's really important. You have to decide what is really important to you. And I think that when we were having the discussion from last week talking about budget, is that, you know, you need to have an idea about what your budget is from the get-go. Mm-hmm. But then you also need to realize you got to be a little bit flexible and know, here I'm going to spend this much on food and here I'm going to spend this much. Because I know with my own most recent nuptials, it was kind of like we saved a little here, but then we spent a little more here. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, kind of going through.
Yeah.
And just expect to spend more than you think you're going to spend.
Yeah, that's homework. Do your homework. Like, it's, you know, can't imagine, like,
so I got engaged in, let's say, July right now, which I didn't, but let's pretend like I did.
Yay, congratulations.
Let's pretend like that happened yesterday. So it's July and I've decided I want to get married in November. What I do
bless
now?
Bless your heart, girl. You're gonna, I don't know. That's
so
stressful.
I should have booked you yesterday or tomorrow,
because that's like tomorrow and wedding time. No, I'm kidding. You know, it can be done. And I've seen it done. I have seen it a million times, though, too, how overwhelmed it can be, you know, trying to fit it all in crunch time, trying to find the venue and find the photographer on the same day where they're available and all that good stuff. So I think, you know, rushing into that, you kind of have, you leave yourself at the expense of, like, I might not get the venue I want, but I'll get the photographer, or I might not, you know, get my dress on time. Like, oh my, like, that's, you know, that's pretty stressful too. So anyway, but yeah, I just kind of.
Well, and I think too, what you put yourself in is when you have, like, let's say a 3 to 6 month gap that you're going to plan this wedding, is that, you know, you have to keep in mind, even for like getting a wedding dress, you have to try to get that pretty far in advance, because otherwise you're like, okay, I've got to go and
alterations
whatever
they
have in store, and then alterations are going to cost you more than what you anticipate. And so, sorry, that was not bad.
Start jamming to your repo, girl.
This is what happens in a live office.
Yeah, that's right. For sure.
But yeah, so I think that that's something to think about.
Yeah, you definitely.
Know, I mean, ideally, everyone would have a year to a year and a half to plan. That would be the, you know, the stars have aligned and we really like it. And, but
I like the 2-year plan.
I mean, I honestly, at least a year, at least. I mean, it just kind of gives you that time to, you know, get the venue that you want and get, you know.
Well, and I think for some people, get over the sticker shock. Like,
because
definitely. I mean, you think about venues and the price you're going to pay for a venue, which of course, depending on where you are, depends on the price and how much you're going
to
pay.
Well, it gives you a few more months to pay things out, too, not all at once.
Definitely.
Well, that's true, too, because I know, like, a lot of places will let you pay it out, but then you have, like, a 6-month spread to pay it out in. So, yeah, I agree.
All right. Any last advice?
Any last thoughts?
You know what? Just enjoy your day. Do not forget what it's all about, and enjoy your day. Don't freak out about the little things, and just prepare in advance. Just give yourself at least a year. That's my biggest thing.
And I think that's what, at the end of the day, you need to remember that it's really about the fact that you are committing to someone for the rest of your life, and it's meant to be a joy.
And it's a love. It's love. I love love. So I think when people make it more about, like, oh, the cake and or the dress, it's just like, who cares? I know I wouldn't. I'm just like, I just want to get married. That's it. And have a good time with my family. You know, I mean, it's just.
All right. Now
that's,
we're
going to
quote
part.
You on this one, Cindy.
Please
you know
do.
That. We're going to quote you.
We're going to remember that.
Yes.
We'll remember it. So,
well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Kat, sign us off.
All right. Well, that is all for our Blissfully Together podcast this week. We look forward. Make sure and hit the subscribe button so that you can hear our next podcast. Thank you.